Keeping a Promise, Joshua 9-10. When the people of the nearby town, Gibeon, heard how Jericho had fallen, they feared for their own lives. They decided to trick the Israelites into signing a peace treaty with them by pretending they came from a far-off land. They sent messengers dressed in ragged clothes with stale bread and leaking water skins. When Joshua asked who they were, they answered, "We have traveled from a long way. This bread was fresh out of our ovens when we started. Now it is stale, and our shoes are almost worn through from walking." Joshua drew up a peace treaty with the men of Gibeon and swore an oath to keep it. When the Israelites learned the truth, they were furious. But nevertheless, when Gibeon was attacked soon afterwards, the Israelites came to their aid, for Joshua was honorable. God had not been pleased with his rashness in signing the treaty, but he was pleased that he was keeping his word. He helped the Israelites to overcome Gibeon's enemies and even made the sun and moon stand still until they had avenged themselves. The people of Israel had many more battles to win, but with God's help, the land was finally theirs.